Bluegrass is a typically American genre, but if you know where to go, you will find plenty of it in the Czech Republic. Rosie Johnston went on a bluegrass spree in this week's Panorama.
Bluegrass originates from the Appalachian region of the United States of America and is a type of music as American as apple pie. But bluegrass enjoys a long and rich history in the Czech Republic too. Lee Bidgood is an ethnomusicologist at the University of Virginia, the cradle of bluegrass. For the past 5 years, he's been looking at the way this music is performed in the Czech Republic.
I think it has some to do with recent history and some to do with more distant history. For Czechs who were seeking independence from the Austro-Hungarian Empire through the 19th century and into the 20th century, America was a big part of what the possibilities were outside of that. With democracy and the Wild West, I mean the Wild West being a source of a lot of imagery and a fantasy that was really effective. Bluegrass enters the scene in the 1940s when Armed Forces Network Radio in Munich was broadcasting. So folks here listen, and Radio Luxembourg and all these traditional sources for American music or Western music behind the Iron Curtain. And bluegrass was, and country music at large, was one of the things that made it past the Iron Curtain into the ears of Czechs, and then they were playing it as well, so people were performing. A big mistake has caused it all. Pete Seeger's visit in 1964 introduced the five-string banjo, and people finally, they had heard this sound all along from American players like Earl Scruggs and Ralph Stanley, but when they saw Pete Seeger, they finally understood how to play it. So there were a lot of obstacles along the way, but I think people were very motivated because of the forbidden fruit quality of the music to really seek it out and learn what was going on with it.
Bluegrass can be described, in short, as country music's acoustic cousin. Instruments associated with the music include the banjo, violin, double bass, and dobro, a sort of acoustic slide guitar invented by two Slovaks, as it turns out. Bill Monroe, who you heard playing with his Bluegrass Boys earlier, is said to have founded the genre back in the 1940s. But what about today and the Czech Republic? Who best exemplifies this genre here and now?
There's a guy named Petr Kus who lives in Prague, and he plays the mandolin, and he is very well known as a composer of songs, especially a writer of texts, very poetic texts that are in Czech and are very successful with Czech audiences. And he's very well known and respected as a performer, but also for creating these songs. And he performs a lot with his group, and they're a great group. And there's a lot of really good examples of that, of their playing. There's this one called Zlata Rybka, which is a really, it's a nice retelling of the story about the fisherman who catches a golden fish that grants him his wishes. And it's sort of an ending where he gets his comeuppance and goes back to where he started off. It's a lovely telling of that in a musical setting that sounds very much like bluegrass.
Lee Bidgood doesn't just research bluegrass, he also plays it. At our interview, he brought out his violin.
I play music. I play the fiddle with a group called Rolls Boys from Jihlava, a great bunch of folks who sing in English very well, and in Czech, but the gentleman who plays banjo in the band is a banjo maker as well. which is a big part of the Czech bluegrass industry as well, is instrument making. So he also composes a lot of great songs in English, and it's been a pleasure to play with him, and also a great way of learning about how the music goes on here.
One of the best places to hear bluegrass music in Prague is the U Supa Country Pub. I received a tip-off that a jam was held there every second Tuesday, and duly donned my cowboy boots and went along. One of the people I met there was Jiří Králík, a violinist studying at the conservatory in Prague, and with an interest in bluegrass in his spare time.
Well, usually on these Tuesday evenings there are some jams, but I don't know what's going to happen today because a lot of musicians that normally come are sick, and I think now it's going to be about one-third or one-quarter of it. Of normal attendance, so that's not going to be much.
Okay, but who do we have here? Can you maybe sort of introduce our listeners to some of the Czech bluegrass players we have here?
All right, right here is a dobro player, Darek. And another one is a bass player, Martin. And I have no idea who's there because it's the first time I see him. Venta, I guess he plays the guitar and gonna sing some.
It seems that U Supa not only plays host to a Tuesday evening jam, but also a rival jam on Thursdays. Is it really where all of the movers and shakers in the Czech bluegrass world converge?
I think so. There's a lot of bluegrass musicians. I don't know about listeners, but there is a lot of bluegrass musicians. And I don't know, there are some other jams, but in the same pub here on Thursdays. There's another people who coming, another group who's playing here. But that's more of a Czech bluegrass, like a Czech version with the Czech words, but pretty much the same music.
Music on this particular Tuesday was mostly instrumental, as many of the bells and whistles, as well as their frontman, Petr Oldřich Ruby, also known as Peter Ruby, were ill. But this gentleman chipped in from time to time with backing vocals.
Well, I really love bluegrass music and acoustic music, but I'm not a regular bluegrass player, although I can play it. So I come just sometimes, and sometimes I come with the mandolin that I play, and sometimes I just come to meet my friends and the people from the bluegrass community, which is really, really strong here in Prague and in the Czech Republic.
Jen kamení a hlínu nakládej, jen kamení a hlínu nakládej, tak stáhneme plnej vůz, a stáhneme plnej vůz.
There does seem to be lots of interest and lots of professionalism in bluegrass performance in the Czech Republic. But is what I've been witnessing really an expression of Americanism, or Czechness? Again, here's Lee Bidgood.
Ruce máš dílu nakládej, ty kdo ruce máš dílu nakládej, ať táhneme plnej vůz.
From cowboy boots and cowboy hats to these musical kind of things and sounds to the language, people are very interested in America or these expressions of America. But I guess the thing that I just keep finding more and more is even maybe as these Americannesses build up and the more intense they are, it just seems to me more and more that these folks are performing something that is very Czech, like this, the idea of getting out into the countryside that's built into this music is very strongly Czech. And so I just keep finding more ways that Czech folks are just being themselves as they're performing this other stuff.
Jen kamení a hlínu nakládej, jen kamení a hlínu nakládej, ať táhneme plnej vůz.
Alcohol is very prevalent in a lot of, I think, I was thinking hard if I could name a single sort of specifically bluegrass event at which alcohol did not play a significant role. And in the States, there's a big culture of bluegrass and this sort of music that happens very much against things like alcohol, family festivals, and this whole immoral kind of edge to the music. And there is sacred repertory in the music. It's very built into the Southern culture that this music comes out of and was a part of. So I have yet to meet a Czech person who is like a believer in the sort of words that most people sing. Most people sing the religious repertory, at least somewhat, in their performances. But I have yet to meet someone who is actually a believer, which in the States, there's just tons of people that way.